Well, good morning, church family. Here it is, Tuesday, May the 19th of 2020, and it's time for our Tuesday devotional. Before we do open up the Word of God together, let's just go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful Tuesday, and Lord, we ask that as we take a look at another truth concerning you from your Word, that it would be an encouragement to each and every one of us, that it would help us have a better perspective on our lives and how we should live them in pertaining to you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today's text comes out of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26. And let me read that for you. It says, "Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing." So let's unpack this verse a little bit here as we glean some truths about God from the prophet Isaiah. And the first phrase we want to take a look at is, "Lift up your eyes on high and see." You know, it's a good thing for us as believers in Jesus Christ, as those that are sons and daughters of God, to lift our eyes up, to not always just look at everything going on around us, because those things can affect us sometimes positively, but sometimes negatively. And it's good for us to lift our gaze heavenward. And in this text here, God is calling on his people to stop creating and following these idols of the world, but instead to lift their eyes up on high and to see the heavens, to look up and see God himself. Now, as we consider just our heavens above us, astronomers estimate that there is about 100,000 million stars in the Milky Way alone. The reason I share that statistic with you is because it's going to have a direct correlation to some of the things that we're going to consider as we look at the rest of this verse. And again, these are just estimates because the astronomers just really can't for sure know. But as we're going to find out, God does. And we're going to see through this as we lift our eyes up on high and see, we're going to see evidences of God's infinite greatness, his wisdom, and his power. So the verse goes on to say, who created these? You know, that's a basic question, but yet it's profoundly deep in its scope. If we consider that the heavens above us, if we consider everything that we know, we can go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and know that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that's a truth that may seem very simplistic, but it is, again, very profound. Because God created out of nothing everything that there is, including the heavens and the earth and everything that we know and everything we don't know. But also, too, as we think about who created these, we can go to the book of Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. We're speaking about Christ, he being the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. So here even Jesus, as the image of the invisible God, the one who is God's Son, who was sent to walk amongst us so that we would have a visible, tangible knowledge of God. He is the one who all things were created through and for. And he's the one that was before all those things. And so we see the greatness of God's might exhibited in him sending his Son, Jesus Christ, as well. You'll notice that the verse goes on to say, he who brings out their host by number. So envision this. Here is this great starry army that, you know, astronomers estimate to be 100,000 million stars in the Milky Way alone, is one that marches across the sky in this heavenly landscape, each one of them in their place and each one serving their purpose as the great creator and commander orchestrates, because he is the one who brings out their host by number. And I think it's interesting because it goes on to say, calling them all by name. So let's just say that there is 100,000 million stars. Can you imagine the magnitude of God's knowledge and his personal, you know, connection with everything he's made to be able to look into that great starry army and call them by name, each and every one. Just say 100,000,000,000 stars. You know, I have a hard time remembering, you know, a couple dozen people's names, let alone 100,000,000,000. And so this army is not faceless. Instead, God knows each one of them personally. And you know what? No earthly commander, if we look at any branch of the military, if we look at anyone who's in charge, for them to know maybe a particular base that they work at and are over as the commander, they might know most of the names, maybe all of the names, first, but first and last. You know, no earthly commander can accomplish the feat here on earth to say that they know everyone under their command of any branch of the military, and to know them that well, to call them by name and to know them intimately. The verse goes on to say, by the greatness of his might. So God's own power, his own hand, sustains each and every one of them. And again, just to say that it is 100,000,000,000 stars. God is orchestrating and sustaining each and every one of them. And the verse finishes out and says, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. They are all where they should be and are not forgotten or misplaced. God knows where they are at all times because he is the one who is the sustainer. He is the one who is the commander of that great host that he knows by number and by name. So think about this in relation to each one of us today. This is the same God that is our Heavenly Father. For each and every one of us that put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, this is our Heavenly Father that knows this vast number of stars in the sky, that he says, look up into the heavens and see. And he knows them as their commander by number and by name. He's the one who sustains them with his strong power, that not even one of them is missing. Not one out of 100,000,000,000, if that's the number. And he knows us by name. He knows who I am because he bought me through his son Jesus Christ's blood that was shed on Calvary. He knows our situation. So everything that I'm going through, everything you're going through, God knows. He knows our hearts. He knows why we do what we do. And he knows that he will never lose any one of us because he has us in the palm of his hand, because he is the one who always watches over and directs and sustains and supplies as the one who is strong in power and great in might. So don't forget the God who, as you look up into the heavens to see each one of those stars, each one in its place, that God knows them by number and by name of the stars that we can see, as well as all the stars that we cannot, and all the galaxies that may be beyond our own. And so this is that powerful God who also knows each and every one of us and can help direct and firsthand help us through anything we might face. Let's bow for a closing word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the truth here in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26, as we remember your greatness, your might, as you call us to look up into the heavens to see that you have each and every one of those starry hosts in their place, that you have them by number and by name and know where they are at all times, so that none is missing. None falls out of where it should be. They are all under your sustaining power. And Lord, we thank you that we can look to you as that God on an individual basis because of your son, Jesus Christ, that we can trust you each and every day to know that you know us intimately and that we are where you desire us to be, and that you can help guide us and sustain us and keep us until which time you bring us home. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you, church family, and have an awesome Tuesday.